Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESE Insight calling. We're not going to spoil the French result, but for everything else in the last 7 days of the Eurovision world, keep listening. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. 20 odd minutes or so of Eurovision news coming up for myself, Ewan Spence, and the team at ESCinsight.com. What have you got to look forward to? Not Hugh Jackman. Nope, definitely not. We're going to say goodbye to the man behind the caption that changed everything, and we're going to find out why I'm hungry like the wolf for the Euro Club. All that with a little bit of music, your national final results, and details on what's coming up for Lisbon 2018 on this week's The Insight News Podcast. You know, for once, we don't actually have another advancement in the performers and the songs going forward to the Eurovision Song Contest. Last two shows, we've been able to give you new names and everything. Not this week, though. We do have some advances. Everything's going forward, and we'll bring you up to date. We do have some names to announce that will be on the stage. Caterina Furtado, Daniela Rua, Filomena Coela, and Silvia Alberto will be our hosts for the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest. RTB choosing four to take to the stage. They've not said how they're going to be split. It could be one and three in the green room, with one on stage and three talking to the artists. It could be two for the semi-finals and the other two for the grand final. Russia did that in 2009, and it gave Matt Berry a chance to do the semi-finals. At least I think it was Matt Berry. If not, it was his Russian twin. So we don't know what's going to be happening on that one. There are some questions about the presentation and the messages that sends out in terms of female representation. Lisa Jane has written up a really good in-depth article on that back over on the website, ecinsight.com. Next up on the sort of big list is Monday, January the 29th. 1 o'clock Central European time will be the draw for the two semi-finals. Who will appear in semi-final one? Who will be in semi-final two? Who's going to be the top half of each? Who's going to be the bottom half of each? And that will help set the rehearsal schedule. Worth also pointing out here that semi-final one will have 19 acts, semi-final two will have 18 acts, so the shorter one will be the second one. The pots have been allocated as well. All the pots have six countries in them, apart from pot number one, which has seven, the six Balkan countries, and Switzerland going into that mix as well. And finally, the Euroclub venue has been confirmed as being Lust in Rio, which I'm really, really hoping is a Duran Duran theme bar. It's probably not. It's probably just a Union of the Snake. Seriously, if you can come up with some better Duran Duran puns, then stick your Barbarella comments in back at the website, ecinsight.com. Right then, national finals ticking over. Two results to go through here. First up with Israel. 20 went into the duels round. Naturally, 10 of them fell. But they only fell as far as a second chance round, where two more won through. So we have 12 runners for next week's heat in Israel. Both the returning national final singers from previous editions of KDAM 2005 and 2011 have made it through. That's Rinat Bar and Shen Aroni. So we'll be keeping an eye on them as our ones to watch. Lithuania, six qualifiers from Heat 1. If you remember, you get the jury votes on the day of the show, but then you have a week to get the public vote, and it's announced at the start of next week's show. So when Heat 2 went through, we get the results of Heat 1. Six qualifiers through from Heat 1 into the next mile of the marathon. Seven fell, 13 ran. Although technically six fell and one withdrew. Erica Jennings, citing the fact that she had to jump through all these hoops again, and being in a schoolgirl-like position of listening in public to cringeworthy judging. She doesn't want to do that anymore, and she thinks it's just a little bit too much of a circus. Interesting opinion, because Lithuania's done that for countless years as going forward, but Heat 2 can, in that process, carries on. Okay, around the other countries in terms of national final news, in a roughly alphabetical order. So we'll start with Belarus, confirming they had 95 submissions to that. Almost all of them taking to the stage for televised audition rounds. Some of them getting to do their entire 3-minute song. Some of them got as far as 20 seconds before Spasiba. and they were moved on. 11 were selected out of their online audition to go forward to the one-shot televised final. We're still waiting on the date on that one. Long-time national final favourites in there. Napoli with Chasing Rushes in there. The delightfully moody sound of Shuma and her song Schmarki. And frontrunner of the entire process, Alexeev and his song Forever, which was also released this week. Questions about if you performed it before September the 1st, gained commercial advantage, blah, blah, blah. That will bundle on until we get an actual clarification on what was performed when and what went through. Moving down the list, Croatia. Although there were strong signs that the national final of Dora was going to be coming back, it's not. Nothing's been completely confirmed yet, but it looks like we can get an internal selection between Indira Levak, Franka Petelic, and Damir Kedzo. We will give you more confirmation news when we get that for sure. Czech Republic have announced the six acts that will be taking part. Their national final is not televised. There's a 50% jury and 50% public vote for the Eurovision.tv app. You have until Monday after this podcast is published, which is, what, the 15th, to cast your votes for Eddie Stolo, Pavel Kalita, Dr. Victor, Nicholas Joseph, Eva Borisova, or Debbie. Take your pick on those ones. All of the tracks are up and available to listen. Finland, Sara Aalto, of course, is the artist, and her song will be selected in a special UMK show on March the 3rd. Friday the 9th of February, though, the first song will be released for you to hear. The second will be released the Friday after, and the third will be released the Friday after that. And then all performed live on UMK, allowing the public 100% vote to decide what song Sara will sing. France, as noted at the top of the show, has pre-recorded its semi-finals, so do just tread carefully when you see news about France coming out until the semi-finals of Destination Eurovision have aired. We're not going to be spoiling it on ESC Insight, but just a little heads up for you. Because it's pre-recorded, there's no public voting in the semi-finals. There's a 50% French jury. So there was a jury that gave 50% of the vote that was made up of French, with Amir from Eurovision 2016, Isabella Bull and Christophe Wilhelm from France's Pop Idol 2016. And then the other half was made up by a jury which is called International, with heads of delegation from Sweden, Italy and Belarus in the mix there. The final itself will be on Saturday, January the 27th. It will be live. The international jury will remain, but the French jury will be replaced by a public vote. Also, if you're in the UK, it's actually going to be airing in the UK as well. If you tune your Skybox to 796 or Virgin to 825, you'll get TV 5 Monde, and that has the final on there. So you can have that instead of whatever's on Saturday night telly on BBC One or ITV. Over in Germany, the six selected performers are attending a 3-day-long songwriting camp with a wide range of composers and lyricists who are helping them out, throwing out some ideas. And at the end of that process, each one of them will have the chance to choose the track, obviously in discussion with the broadcaster and everybody involved in the delegation, of the song that they will take forward. One-shot national final, February the 22nd. Malta, again, questions over eligibility of a song here. In this case, Aidan Cassara's Die Lager. Now, this is a curious one, because it's not that the song is stolen or plagiarised. It's that the very base of the music is an off-the-shelf backing track that's been purchased from a website. Aidan has then added his own bits and pieces on top of that musically. He's put his lyrics on top of that and entered that into Mesk. Now, the question is, has he got commercial advantage? Is that allowed? Is that a reworking? You know, the track is licensed. It's his. He's allowed to use it, but it's non-exclusive. It's been used by other artists. We have, in the same situation that we had with Norway and Joust, we have a new twist, because that's how music works nowadays. The rules of the contest, because obviously the national final rules kind of have to mirror the main Eurovision rules, haven't really caught up with everything yet. So curious to see how that one goes through. Look, my gut feel on this one is it's a transformative track. It is new. It's not like he lifted everything else. He just found the beat that goes in the background. So let him through and see what happens in terms of the public. Montenegro, just a quick one from them, confirming that they received 31 entries into their entire national final process. That takes place in one of the suites in the Hilton Hotel in the capital on February the 17th. Romania have announced details of their semi-final, which are extensive. They've got 60 songs to whittle down through to get to the national final. First semi-final, 21st of January, and then for 12 songs there, and then 12 songs every week for the following 4 weeks, five shows in total. And each show of the 12, 9 will fall, 3 will go forward, 15 strong national final at the end of the process. San Marino. One performer has discussed the dates of when the 1 in 360 show is going on. So again, a bit like Croatia, this is all unconfirmed. This is somebody saying it's pretty sure it's this, but, you know, put your note in your diary, but do put the word provisional after it. The shows will take place on January the 27th and January the 28th, February 3rd, February 10th, and a final on February the 27th. When we get the actual confirmed details, we'll let you know. Spain, they're having their Eurovision Gala show happening before the final of Operation Triunfo. And that Eurovision Gala will select the artist and song for the Eurovision Song Contest. It happens on Monday, the 29th of January, same day as the semi-final draw. And also, of course, at that semi-final draw, we find out which semi-final, the Big Five, and our host countries of Portugal will vote in. Anyway, Monday, the 29th of January, the artists will be selected on January the 22nd, so a week before. The songs will be handed to them and published online or the day after. So we'll get that on January the 23rd. They're all going to be in Spanish. We're going to have a Spanish language song in the mix there. And we will get the show on the 29th. Moving over to Sweden, running order for the four heats of Melody Festivalen have been announced. As always, we look at the openers and the closers in the mix here. Heat 1 opens with Sigrid Bernson and closes with Benjamin Ingrosso. Benjamin being one of the two that I would say definitely wants to watch in this mix. Heat 2 opens with Samir and Victor and closes with Liam Mu. Heat 3 is Martin Almgren, who's my personal one to watch, but I don't think he's got the legs, but he gets to open. Closing Heat 3 is Mende. Opening Heat 4 is Emmy Christensen, and closing is arguably the favourite, Mariette. Switzerland have announced the six acts that will be taking part in the one-shot national final that's happening on Sunday, February the 4th. The six lucky ones are Zibs, Angiot, Naimen, Alejandro Reyes, Vanessa Irachi, and Chiara Dubé. Chiara, of course, this will be her third national final in the Swiss process, having taken part in 2012 and 2013, never quite making it through to the big contest in May. We'll see what happens on that one. Also, some details from the United Kingdom. Yes, there were a list of names and songs published last Sunday. They were posted by a new person who'd never been on a forum before on Digital Spy, and the list was not correct. Simple as that. One name has been released, and it's been published by UK newspaper The Sun, along with quotes from the BBC. So I think we can assume that that's pretty much on the level. So this first song is called Crazy, and it's going to be sung by Rachel Clark, who has a long career doing backing vocals and studio work, and now stepping to the front of the stage. And making the news just as we started recording the podcast, head of delegation for the UK, Guy Freeman, will be leaving the BBC in February to start a new production company of Live Wire Pictures. We wish him the best of luck. We thank him for many of his contributions to Eurovision history, not least his excellent overseeing of the show when it appeared in the National Indoor Arena in Birmingham. And he said, let's put the name of the country and the song number on the screen for every song and leave it there. Because as he told us a couple of years ago, he always used to hate watching Eurovision when he was younger and not knowing what country he was singing when he just tuned in or changed over the channels and stuff. So he fixed that. He did many other things as well. But every time you see that on the screen corner where it says United Kingdom, raise a glass. Right, our musical interlude now is from the Hugh Jackman musical film The Greatest Showman, but it's not Hugh Jackman. It is, of course, the song This Is Me, sung over the new year by former Eurovision winner Conchita, taking it to the stage at the Brandenburg Gate to have a lovely, lovely performance of the song. So in case you've not discovered that sitting there on the interwebs, we're managing just to slide that up and cue it in. From the film The Greatest Showman, the track This Is Me, as interpreted by our phoenix-like rising star and winner of the contest, Conchita.
I'm not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. For the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, cause here I come, and I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen, I make no apologies. This is me.
Conchita there, and this is me, the track there many of you will be familiar with from the film The Greatest Showman. Right then, what have we got on show in the next week? Ah, that's a terrible leak, but we're just going to have to live with it. And the Moldova's submission process closes on Monday the 15th. Also coming up on Monday is an announcement from Norway on the artists and songs taking part there. We have our fingers crossed there for a few artists. We'll catch you up with all of those announcements next week. Next Saturday, yep, it's a little bit away, but just so you can check your diaries and make sure you don't double it yourself, it will be the first show of Adal coming out of Hungary. Over on ESC Insight, well, the article that we were going to do about ticketing at Eurovision got put back a week because, as we had Lisa's piece on looking at the four hosts and representations of females in media. So we'll continue to have that. We'll get that ticket post up there going forward. We've got some nice stuff coming up over the next 2 or 3 weeks as well, including a look at the rules, what it's like when your favourite band finally gets through to a national final, podcast going on, our newsletter, and you can continue to support ESC Insight over at our Patreon page, patreon.com/ESC Insight. We should also have some links on our website shortly as well, so keep an eye out for those if you're not quite sure or you're not near a browser right now while you're listening. Your support, as always, is very much welcome. Your ears as well, your comments and your shares and your Facebooks. We appreciate all of them. Thank you very much for listening. It has been another week in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. And we'll be back here next week in another 7 days to bring you up to speed with what's happened. But for now, little thing we call the guitars.